This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. You know, it seems like every time you turn on the news, there's some new danger to our health or our financial well-being. With every new innovation to improve our lives, we get new fears. Think about Facebook privacy worries or high-speed stock trading, huh? Well, a couple of humor writers set out to catalog these threats all around us these days. They're from the team that originally founded National Lampoon magazine, but the book itself is carefully researched nonfiction. It's called Encyclopedia Paranoica, and author Christopher Cerf is here to scare some sense into us. Hello, Chris.
Great to be here, Jeff. Thanks.
It would be nice if you could offer some easy guidance on how to live a safer life. But I gather with a lot of this stuff, you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't, right?
That's unfortunately the truth. For example, we've always believed that carrots are good for your eyes. But recently, the Australian Macular Degeneration Society has discovered that carrots actually cause macular degeneration, and they suggest that if you want to get the lutein that's supposed to be good for you in carrots, you should eat spinach instead. But unfortunately, spinach is bad for you too, because it has oxalic acid in it that leaches the calcium right out of your bones, so you can't eat that either.
We're a business show, so let's talk business here for a minute. Do you ever get the sense that there is kind of a thriving business of fear out there that's making hay off of all of this stuff that you've filled a book with?
Yes, I think when people say everything's going to be great, it doesn't make for very good radio or reading or television. But beyond that, fear-mongering seems to be the main way that people try to either sell something or to advance their own agenda. For example, there's a doctor named Gerba out at the University of Arizona who tells you that something else will kill you because of the germs that are on it. But Clorox is actually paying for a lot of his experiments. So I don't know if that should lead us to believe that his advice about using more bleach should be followed or not.
So how do you live your life? Afraid of everything or afraid of nothing?
We recommend omniphobia, fear of everything, but perhaps you could take another point of view and just try to ignore all this. Of course, it's hard because in this holiday season, we're going to be surrounded by horrible things like mistletoe is poisonous. You might not know that. Mm. Holly berries are poisonous. Poinsettia is poisonous, too. And, of course, mall Santas get coughed on by kids, so they spread diseases. And Santa is so fat that he's a terrible role model for kids. And the Surgeon General a few years ago recommended that Santa be portrayed as skinny and fit to be a better role model.
Danger around every corner. That's the spirit of the season. Christopher Cerf is one of the authors of Encyclopedia Paranoica. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeff.